This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The program, you as always can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Still to come here tonight, a disturbing story about malware and YouTube. Google products apparently showing porn inadvertently. You're going to tell us more about that coming up here in moments, Chris.
Yeah.
It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio. But let's go back to the beginning of the show, Daryl, where we actually were talking about a couple of Supreme Court cases that are somewhat related.
Yes.
With police searches, one of them about a police search of a man's property outside of his home where they found a wanted motorcycle that had been stolen under a tarp.
Right. It was covered under a tarp, parked on private property, quote unquote, just a few feet from his house.
Right.
And there were questions by some of the justices about whether or not, because it's been interpreted by courts that police can search a vehicle in certain circumstances without warrants, there were questions about whether or not that meant that the police could go inside a house if there was a vehicle inside the house that they wanted to search. And
that's what they want.
The lawyer for the state of Virginia was arguing that basically, yeah, should be able to go into anything. Now, the court could decide to create an exemption for dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
However, that winds up getting defined. What about people that live in their cars? Their car is their dwelling.
Right.
And then there's other precedent that deals specifically with RVs and mobile homes.
Right. In the past, those have been considered to be your home, basically. And
right.
They've been given extra levels of protection.
Right. So then, that winds up creating the legal question of what differentiates a car that someone who is homeless lives in and an RV that is specifically designed for someone to live in.
Besides the income of the person who's involved there, right? Because you typically can't get an... I mean, most people with RVs have enough money to buy an RV, and so there's some level of an income disparity between them and the person who is living in their car.
Right.
But otherwise, if your clothes are in there and that's where you're sleeping, that's your home.
Right. The second case involves a defendant named Terrence Byrd, who was stopped by police in 2014 in Pennsylvania while driving a car that his girlfriend had rented. Police said that they were legally allowed to search the car without his consent and without needing a warrant because he was not listed on the rental agreement.
Not without the consent of the person who was on the rental agreement.
Apparently was not in the vehicle at
right.
the time.
Well, without her consent, they don't get to search.
Well, hold on. There have been other court rulings that said that if one person that occupies the dwelling says, no, officer, you can't search this dwelling, and then that person leaves for some reason, even if it's because they were arrested for disorderly conduct,
and then another person,
then the police can get consent from another person in the dwelling.
But that doesn't apply here, because they didn't have consent from this guy either. They didn't have a consent from
right,
the girlfriend
but they said
or
they did
guy.
Not need his consent. She was not in the vehicle to give or refuse consent.
Which is an insane argument. Because, again, the person not being there does not mean they are consenting. And it's just a ridiculous legal argument. Well, I hope
right,
it doesn't
but again,
hold up.
Again, my understanding here is it's based on that flawed court ruling that says that if an occupant of a house that doesn't want...
But they don't have someone consenting in this case, so it's not based on that.
Right, but... She
There's
wasn't
no one sitting
there
in the car
to,
who says you can search this car.
The person whose name was on the rental agreement was not there to be
That's right.
asked.
That's right.
So
they asked the person in the car, and the person in the car did not give permission. So this
and
is not
they
the same
said
situation.
They don't need it because his name was not on the rental agreement.
I know what they said.
Let me continue with what happened. The officers then found heroin and a bulletproof vest, both becoming felonies. Now, possession of a bulletproof vest in and of itself is not a felony in Pennsylvania. However, it becomes a felony if you possess it while committing another felony.
Which is to say having heroin.
Right.
Possession of heroin is a felony. You have heroin and a bulletproof vest, therefore two felonies.
Yeah.
He pled guilty to unlawful possession of both items, but again has challenged the entirety of the stop and the charges.
How can he do that after having pled guilty?
I don't know.
Because usually that just takes the case right off the table, and then, you know, sorry, you don't get to appeal.
Right, but it could have been one of those things to where, you know, like he raised a certain objection and then pled guilty, and then, oh, wait, violation of constitutional rights, something.
It's unusual.
Don't know what his lawyer was thinking, but, you know, it is what it is, and it's now before the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And Reuters says that Justice Stephen Breyer appeared to support a ruling that would prohibit a warrantless search in such a case if the driver has permission of the named person on the rental agreement.
Yeah.
As long as it does not appear that there was not a crime in taking possession of the car.
I wonder how the driver in that case, who was not the renter of the car, how they would prove that they have permission. You know, are they going to have to get a permission slip before they leave their hotel room to go to the grocery store or whatever from the person who rented the car? Because, again, this was a rental car.
I would think the 90% law kind of comes into effect. Or
what's that?
Well, it's not a law. It's just it's the concept of 90% or 9/10 of the law
is possession. 9/10.
Right. Or,
you know, so you possess this tricycle.
Yeah.
You know, we are to believe at least 90% that you own this tricycle, even though you actually stole it from little Timmy, who was your next door neighbor 35 years ago, mm-hmm. because you borrowed it and never gave it back.
Right. I don't think the 9/10 rule applies to the government and how they see your property. But I get your point. It is a phrase that is fairly common and kind of makes sense in a lot of ways. So more to share, or is that pretty much the story?
That's it. Wrapping up, the rulings in both cases are due by the end of June.
All right. So one thing I think is important to go over here that we really didn't in the first hour because we ended up talking about other things. And, of course, we will take your calls about anything if you want to join us. Toll-free number 855-450, free like freedom, and Skype username lrn.fm. But I think it's important to remember to remind you, dear listener, that if the police are asking you to search, and we don't know what happened in this situation because it doesn't get, in either of these situations,
right.
It doesn't get into the details of the case as far as was the guy in the car giving consent or did they just search him without his consent. But
police said they did not need his consent.
Okay. Mm.
We don't need your consent or a warrant because your name's not
ridiculous.
On the piece of paper that says this vehicle rented by.
I hope that case gets overturned. I hope the Supreme Court doesn't rule in the favor of the police in this case. But if the police are asking you to search, and it happens often where the police will say something to you like, I'm going to have to ask to search this vehicle. That sounds like an order. I'm going to have to ask. The word ask is your clue that it's not actually an order, but I'm going to have to, issued by a threatening, looming man who has his hand over his gun, can sound a lot like more than a request.
Yeah.
And so if, you know, if that happens, if you find yourself in that situation, first of all, you should be recording the situation, number one. Use Cell 411. It's a great tool. GetCell411.com is where you can download it.
Or at the very least, Bamboozer.
I heard they went out of business. Are they still around?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Can you check that for me?
Yes, I can.
Because I heard the Bamboozer is done for. But that was a good app back in the day. I mean, worst case, just use your own phone's recording device, you know, the video camera option. But better to use Cell 411 because it streams it out live to the internet, to your friends. Your friends can actually see what's happening.
Bamboozer.com takes you to a landing page that says industry-leading mobile video technology for organizations and app developers. The Iris platform allows you to easily utilize check out Iris.
Somebody bought them. Okay.
Yes.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I know I'd seen somebody coming into a group.
Bamboozer community will cease its services in the coming weeks.
It's over. So if you had any videos there you wanted, you should probably get them off that site. So more coming up here in moments. And again, more about not consenting to a search. I think that's important. Deserves a little further discussion for newer listeners out there. If you want to tell your story about a search, feel free.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you you may dial toll free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Want to learn about cryptocurrency? Start with the granddaddy of them all. That's Bitcoin. You go to Bitcoin.com and you can learn the basics about Bitcoin, where it came from, what it is, how it works. And then you can get started with getting a Bitcoin wallet. And you probably want to put some Bitcoin Cash in there because it's a lot cheaper to utilize Bitcoin Cash than the original Bitcoin Core these days. But they'll tell you all about it over at Bitcoin.com. Make sure you check that out. And if you're not new to Bitcoin, if you want to get the latest news headlines, Bitcoin.com's got them. They've got news updated every single day, probably multiple times a day. I don't know how often, but it's pretty frequent. There's always fresh content over there at news.bitcoin.com, the latest headlines from across the world in the world of Bitcoin. That's news.bitcoin.com. And so we were just talking about searches, police searches, and how you, if you are being asked to search, you have a right to say no in those circumstances. Now, that doesn't mean the cops aren't going to just go ahead and search anyway and break the law, but if that does happen, then you may actually have a legal case, and you should probably get in touch with attorneys who might be willing to take cases
and,
pro bono.
And you said that you know, a lot of times the cops will say something along the lines of, I'm going to have to ask you to search the vehicle.
Yeah.
And he's not lying, because he does have to ask to search the vehicle, because he can't just do it on his own.
Well, it could be departmental policy, but they don't have to ask. I mean, many of them can look the other way.
They have to ask probably before they actually do a search.
They are legally required to either obtain consent or a warrant, which
what I'm saying
they have
is,
to ask.
No, unless it's a car.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, they don't have to do anything. They have discretion, unless it's some sort of departmental policy that they have to ask. He wants to search, which is why he has to ask.
Correct, and that's what I'm saying. Is legally, he has to ask before he can search.
Correct.
But they word the question in such a way as to where you don't realize it's a question.
Right, and now you can ask a question.
And then they'll ask you, weird random questions that have nothing to do with anything to get you to be chatty.
Mm-hmm. Where do you work? What'd you do today? Where are you heading? They want you to say something so you can talk yourself into getting a ticket by giving them some information that they otherwise didn't have that they can then use against you.
Right.
They're not being your friend. They don't really want to know what you were doing. They just want to get something to arrest you for.
Oh, no, they want to know what you were doing because maybe you admit to doing something illegal.
Well,
I just went over to a hooker's house.
Yeah, not because they're interested in knowing you or what you actually did. They want to catch you for something and they want to put you behind bars. That's why they ask those questions. Which leads me to another aspect of refusing searches, which is to say refusing the questions as well. There's a great guy on YouTube, Kenny Suter is his name, and he's got a great YouTube channel where he posts videos of him interacting with police, and every single thing the police say to him, all he says back to them is, I don't answer questions. And so, of course, they try to ask him more questions. Well, why don't you answer questions? I don't answer questions. Every single thing they say, no matter how persuasive sounding it is, no matter how friendly they are, no matter what they're saying, he just keeps going with that refrain, which is an interesting approach because there was that Supreme Court case, a bad one, a while back, where they basically said that you don't have a right to remain silent unless you
affirm it.
Verbally affirm that you are utilizing
it.
Now,
in theory, you could also do it in writing, but you have to inform the police officer in some manner that you are exercising your right to remain silent.
Which and presumes the cop can read, so it's probably best to say it to him.
Well, what happens if you're mute and you are unable to
if you
speak.
Don't.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, if you are mute and unable to speak,
you have to write it down.
Write it down, because you have to inform them in some way. And the courts cannot mandate that you must speak it, because not every human being is capable of speaking.
Yep, that's true. It was outrageous, though, that decision saying that you had to utilize a form of speech in order to reserve your right to not speak.
Correct.
Which is just crazy. Which is why I love this guy's approach. I mean, just on its face, it's a good approach, because sometimes when the police are talking to you, because they're a human being, you want to talk to them. You know, that, like, there's just this sort of connection between people where, oh, so another person is asking me a question. I should just answer that person's question. It's just sort of a natural thing to do. And sometimes, you know, they're friendly, sometimes they're not. But regardless, his response, it gives you the ability to respond. Like, you're saying something back, so you're not having to reserve your right to remain silent. You're not remaining silent. You're saying something to this cop. In this case, you are saying, I don't answer questions. Now, that's not legal advice. I'm not an attorney. But you can go and watch his videos for yourself and see how well this works. The cops don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. And that's also true in a lot of cases where somebody refuses a search. It's very rare the cops have anybody right. refuse a search, so it's an unusual circumstance for them. This is also unusual, where somebody is not even talking to them about even, you know, the driving or the incident or whatever it was. It's just, I don't answer questions. I don't answer questions. I don't answer questions. You can say it differently if you want. You can put the inflection on, you know, different parts of the sentence. I don't answer questions, you know, and the cops just, they don't know what to say, or they're frustrated or flummoxed or whatever. And then they end, a lot of cases, they just end up turning around and walking away because they can't get anywhere with this guy. And if they issue the ticket, fine. There's one video where the cop, like, throws the ticket at him, or, you know, throws it through the crack in the window. So he also did the thing where you don't, you know, don't roll your window all the way down. That one is another move as well. So, again, refusing police searches, refusing to answer their questions, and then, as this guy does, Kenny Suter, openly saying, I don't answer questions, just to let them know. That way they're not confused as to, you know, why you're not answering them. You just let them know, I don't answer questions. I love it. It's such a great approach. He recently did a video explaining to people his tactics. It's like a video for dummies, right? Because if you watch any of his other videos, you know what his tactic is. It's, you say, I don't answer questions to everything they say to you. But he did, like, a long explainer video of, like, why it was like this, why he chose this, and then he shows some of the clips from some of the videos that he's made over the years. So, if you want to talk about your experience with police searches, please, you're welcome to get on the line with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And in my experience, if you are in a situation with a cop and they're asking you a question, like, or they're saying something to you, because it's not exactly a question, if they're saying something to you like, I'm going to have to ask to search this vehicle, you have the ability to speak and ask them a question back. Now, again, you got to be careful what you say to cops. But if you ask them a question like, just to clarify, officer, are you asking me for permission to search? Are you asking, officer, or are you ordering me to get out of the car so, you know, you can search? You can always ask, are you asking a question? Is that a question?
And then sometimes they'll say, I'm asking, but if you don't do it, then fill in the blank.
Oh, well, yeah, they're good at threatening people.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're bringing threats into it, then at that point you probably want to make sure, again, you've got to be recording the experience. So that was my recommendation in the last segment, getcell411.com, getcell411, and, you know, have that running during this, because that way it's not your word versus his in court. You've got an actual video of what this officer tried to do. If the cop starts threatening you, if you're saying, I don't answer questions, or you're asking for clarification, are you asking me if you can search, officer? And then they come back with something like, you get out of the car, I'm going to arrest you for disorderly conduct right now. Well, go ahead and get out of the car, but let them know you're doing that under duress and that you don't consent to a search.
Right.
I don't consent to a search.
Yeah, if you call or bluff, most of the time they'll leave you alone, in my experience.
Most of the time. But yeah, that's why the video is very, very important.
Absolutely.
Just in case they try to do something really shifty. All right, we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. Some freaky malware got involved with a Google product. You'll tell us about it. Come on.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's police searches or video-consuming habits, we've been talking about those things here quite a bit tonight. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Also want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Once again, that's Dash.org as we continue here. Let's get back into the world of entertainment and internet. We talked a lot about that in the second hour of the show. Chris, you've got a related story about something naughty that started to pop up on some Google YouTube users. Is that right? Was it YouTube or where was this?
Yes. Yeah, so actually, the article is in regards to the Play Store. But there's another article, connected article, I don't have this in today, that has happened recently in regards to YouTube, and I don't remember the exact details, but apparently there's some sort of family-friendly YouTube version.
Sure.
And it's also got the same problem.
Okay, what is the problem?
And the problem is that there are, it's not exactly the same problem, but it's basically in regards to inappropriate content for kids. So in this particular article, we're talking about, Gizmodo, we're talking about Google pulling 60 apps from the Play Store after malware exposes kids to porn.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah,
now, this is, by the way, one of the benefits of using a Google Android phone compared to an iPhone is that there are a whole lot more options in the Play Store versus the iPhone's App Store, because every app has to go through some level of vetting by Apple in order to get into their store, while Google doesn't have the same level of scrutiny applied to the apps in their store. So that's why after the fact, you'll sometimes see them going in and cleaning up messy software from their store.
Yeah, I believe that there's been malware in the Apple App Store as well.
It wouldn't surprise me if some slipped through.
Google has a lot more apps in their store.
Because there's not a process of hoop jumping to get
there
through.
There really isn't any real security analysis of these applications by either Apple or Google.
That's true. It's just that Apple's got a closed door policy. They make it a little harder to get in there. You got to pay, for instance, to get in there, and you don't have to pay with the Google.
Yeah, yeah, it's something along those lines. So I don't know the exact details, the current details.
I know
of
this because
to get in, but
because we have the LRN app, which is it was a free app. So there's a company out there that basically makes the same app for receiving streaming audio, and then they just sort of rebrand it based on whoever they're making it for. So, like, the UN has an app that's made by this company. You know, there's all kinds of streaming audio. Radio stations from around the world have these apps. So the LRN one wasn't custom-made for us. It was just sort of custom-branded.
It's a fork, basically.
For us. And let's see. So when we were getting this thing set up, it was like no problem to get the Android app, up in the Android Play Store and rolling. But in order to get the Apple one, we had to either create an account with Apple's like iTunes Store or something like that as a merch or as a developer. Or if we knew somebody who already had one, we could use that. And so luckily, I put the request out there, and there was actually somebody who used to live in Keene as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration who happened to have an already existing Apple thing. And so I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you half of your yearly fee if you'll put this software on your account. So we actually got a price break because we used somebody else's account, but otherwise we would have had to pay like $100 a year to get up there.
Is that legit? Can you do that, or is that sort of under the... We shouldn't really be talking about it.
It's legit because he's the one who's the publisher of the software. Doesn't matter whether he programmed it. He's just the account who published it, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about the whole publishing in either of the stores myself, but.
But it was more hoop jumping to get through the Apple thing.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be. I'm actually surprised if an app like that would even be allowed into, Apple's ecosystem.
A streaming app? Why wouldn't it be?
I mean, they try to keep the number of apps, limit the number of apps that will they let in.
If you're going to pay them, they're going to let you in.
Yeah, I don't know.
The paying thing keeps away some level of riffraff, right? Like, if you're a scammer, do you want to pay to run your scam, or do you want to just scam people without paying? Most people would probably scam without paying, but the professional scammer is willing to pay the fee to get on a list of something like that.
Yep.
So anyway, what happened with this?
Right, so
they pulled 60 apps.
60 apps from the Play Store had malware in them that exposed kids to porn. That's
the
headline.
The malware was something called Adult Swine.
Okay.
I've pulled up a different article from something called Checkpoint that goes into a good bit of detail about how this thing works, but apparently it was in a bunch of gaming apps. This bug that then wound up popping up. A lot of times, you download some sort of freeware game and then ads pop up. Apparently, one of the ads that popped up
was sexy girls in your town. Click now.
They actually have a picture of what the fake propagated ad was new leaked Kim Kardashian pictures. New uncensored photos of Kim Kardashian.
That's
click
porn,
allow
right?
to get the new pics.
That's a, that doesn't sound like porn.
It doesn't look like porn to me unless that's a cut version.
Are they were they saying it was porn or just inappropriate?
They're calling it porn here.
The headline from Gizmodo is porn.
Okay. All right.
The headline from checkpoint.com is porn ads discovered.
All right.
All right.
Maybe there were other ones then.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. I had to wonder if a story like this would even run actual porn in the article.
Well, no, of course not. No.
I don't know if this is,
let's keep going.
Hyping it, or if there was actually something more significant. But all right, Google moved quickly on Friday to remove the roughly 60 apps said to be affected from its Play Store. The malware was first reported by the cyber threat intelligence firm Checkpoint. We have removed the apps from the Play, disabled the developers' accounts, and will continue to show strong warnings to anyone that has installed them. A Google spokesperson said, "We appreciate Checkpoint's work to help." Keep users safe.
Well, safe from pictures.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical considering...
Because kids on the internet today have never heard of pornography before.
All right, so I'm looking at, because this Checkpoint article, they have some reviews of whatever this scareware, they're calling it scareware.
Were these the reviews that were posted to the Play Store by other users?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't install for your kids. I did, and my son opened, and a bunch of filthy hardcore porn pictures popped up. So apparently when they tried getting rid of the ad, it wound up installing something that then showed porn.
Jeez.
So the ads themselves weren't necessarily pornographic, but whatever got installed was... Here, according to the reviewer Shane Aitken from November of last year, it says it brought up a bunch of quote-unquote filthy hardcore porn pictures, filthy spelled incorrectly, by the way. Then somebody else, October of last year,
this has been going on for a while. It took Google a while to close these guys down.
App is not running in the foreground. Some of the ads try and make you believe your device has a virus. I believe there may be pornographic ads as well. So apparently this thing, once it winds up getting on the device, just starts popping up ads all over the place, not just in the 60 different things that wound up being infiltrated.
If you are downloading an app and it's not something you're intimately like trusting of the company who's making it, like if it's a big name company and you know for sure it's coming from them, it's probably not going to do this to you. But if it's some weird ass unusual app, it's always good to look at those reviews and see what other people's experiences have been. There's more coming up though. It's Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. The remaining moments of the show, we got enough time for you if you want to dial us up. And also, don't forget, you can head over to freetalklive.com. You can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send $5 a month into the program with any major credit card or PayPal or even Bitcoin Core, and Free Talk Live will take that money in and invest it into the program so we can reach new people with the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and the cool stuff that we talk about here on Free Talk Live. If you want to get behind the show, this is the best way to do it. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's also an AMP-only Facebook group and more. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and enjoy.
While they appeared as such, the pornographic images displayed were not actually Google ads. Google supposedly maintains tight controls on all ads that appear in what it calls Design for Family apps. The company
So for listeners just tuning in, you're referring to a story where Google has pulled down dozens of apps from its Play Store.
Oh, more than dozens. 60.
About 60 of them. Yeah, which that would dozens. Be about 5 dozen.
Yeah. So dozens of apps from its Play Store. Over alleged malware being involved in them.
Malware being called adult swine.
That then displays a variety of pornographic images, as you were saying.
Yes, exactly. The company also maintains a waitlist of advertisers deemed safe for children under the ages of 13. None of the affected apps were part of the Google's Family Link program, which is the category of recognized kid-friendly apps available across users' platform, which actually sounds like it contradicts what it was said earlier, but maybe not.
What do you mean? What are you saying was contradictory?
So earlier in the story, it says that many of the apps were games reportedly geared towards children.
Well, You know, I guess this actually does kind of make sense, because just because an app is geared towards children doesn't necessarily mean it's in the Family Link program, which is a set of apps.
Right.
So that does make sense.
So the Family Link thing, as I understand it, just basically having heard you describe it.
Yeah, none of us are parents here, right. I don't believe so.
Daryl technically is, but it's another story.
Okay.
The Family Link would be like some sort of certification, right? This is a level of certification.
We've
Google
jumped
provides.
Through a hoop.
Right. So we've looked at this. This looks like a legitimate thing. We're going to give it with its seal of approval with the Family Link certification. But that doesn't mean that the people who have families know about Family Link or, are aware, that it exists. And so you were reading during the break, I don't think you read any of these on the air, Daryl, of some of the software titles that were affiliated with this malware.
Correct.
Can you give us a sampling of these?
Yeah, and I can also tell you roughly how many downloads these have had. Five Night Survival Craft has had between 1 and 5 million downloads.
That's a lot of downloads.
Something Jesus. Called McQueen Car Racing Game, between 500,000 and 1 million. Add-on Pixelmon for MCPE, also in that 500,000 to 1 million
Pixelmon.
Range. Pixelmon,
like
not Pokemon.
Pixelmon. Oh, like Pokemon?
Not Pokemon.
Right.
Pixelmon. M-O-N. Drawing lesson.
I think Pokemon
chibi.
Is MON as well.
Between 50,000 and 100,000. Drawing lesson. Subway Surfer. Less than 50,000.
These games sound awful.
Drawing lesson. Lego
free.
Ninja Go.
They're
so
free.
It's the children
they're
that
free.
Are installing these.
Block
right?
Craft 3D. Easy Draw Octonauts.
I want to know if it's the adults who are installing these apps or if it's their children who are installing
their
apps.
Apparently,
I'm not sure who's.
Apparently, it's children.
Could be both. It could be both.
Wasn't one of the reviews that you read off air said their child did it?
No.
It could
the
be both.
Review says, do not install for your kids.
Maybe
I did, and my son opened it, and a bunch of filthy hardcore porn pictures popped up. So what it was, these fake ad things popped up, and apparently from what it sounds like, when you try to get rid of the ad, it downloads
more.
Something that then tells you, like, you have a virus, you have malware.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll pop up all of these ads on top of things that weren't the affected
Bet a good percentage of the listeners actually can relate to this, because this is such a problem on the desktop.
And it said...
Installing malware?
On Windows, yeah.
Said that one of the things that popped up was, click here, you could win an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't want to win an iPhone?
Right. This stuff has been working for a long time.
Yeah, this is
the free stuff option.
Yep.
It just draws people in. And if you're the kind of inexperienced internet user that would be interested in, what was it, Five Nights something craft?
Five Nights Survival Craft.
Five Nights Survival Craft. And that's obviously designed to riff off of Five Nights at Freddy's, which is an incredibly popular horror game, indie horror game that blew up in popularity. We talked earlier about the videos of people playing games. This there's the React channel on YouTube where they have gamers, they have people play a variety of scary games sometimes, and it's pretty amusing to watch people react to scary games, because they jump when the jump scares happen and they get freaked out. But if you're that disconnected from the gaming culture and you're just going around randomly installing games that have the worst sounding titles,
Stickman Fighter 2018.
I mean, my
less
God.
Less than 50 installs.
Well, it's 2018. It probably just came out.
How to Draw Animal World of the Nut Job 2.
That's the
less
one title?
Than five. That is one title.
How to Draw Animal World of the Nut Job 2.
Yes.
That's just a random bunch
How
of words.
How to Draw Batman Legend in Lego style.
Wow.
Less than five. How to Draw Coco and the Land of the Dead. Less than 50.
Coco and the Land of the Dead.
How to Draw Dangerous Snakes and Lizard Species. Also less than five.
So these, but there was one in there that was like a million or something like that. There were a lot of downloads.
Only the one had more than a million. That's
Which
Five
that?
Night Survival Craft.
Right.
And then there were two that had between 500,000 and 1 million.
Right.
McQueen Car Racing Game. McQueen
kids aren't looking for Steve McQueen.
Well, hold on. No. McQueen was the name of the car in the Disney movie Cars.
Oh. Wow.
And then add on Pixelmon for MCPE. And Jesus. Again, my guess is that somebody, you accidentally misspelled Pokemon. Yep, looks close enough.
Okay, so I was wondering what MCPE, Minecraft PE stands for. So that's what MCPE is.
And a bunch Pocket of edition. These have MCPE right. thrown in.
So they're getting
PE.
Any kid.
Here's one, Exploration Pro Worldcraft. Which I'm guessing probably people looking for World of Warcraft.
Could be.
Just typing something in a hurry.
Don't be lazy. Don't be, when it comes to the internet, be careful.
Subway Banana Surf Runner. There was something in here.
I almost
want to see. Exploration Girl.
Like, if these actually were games, but they're not, it would be pretty entertaining to see just how bad they were. But don't you dare install this stuff on your phone.
Yeah.
Don't ever download things that you weren't specifically intending or that you knew in advance that it was good or you'd seen a review or you knew somebody else who had a positive experience. If you're up into the weeds.
I'm curious what this Subway Surf thing is, because a lot of these have Subway Surf or Subway Surfer in their name.
That's probably an actual game.
Temple Surfer. Crash Jungle Bandicoot. Not Crash Bandicoot, Temple Jungle. Temple Crash Jungle Bandicoot.
Subway Surfers is an endless runner mobile game co-developed by a couple different companies. Available Android, Kindle. So they're riffing on an existing game.
Drawing lesson Angry Birds.
Let's go to your calls here. Robert is in Vermont on the line here. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl.
Hi, guys. Hey, if you got a chance to take a look at the Vermont's new marijuana legalization bill.
No, we actually had a detailed story tonight about that I brought in for show prep, but we just never got to the details.
My understanding is it will not have tax and regulate. That's being left up
really?
To that's being left up to a committee, so there will be no retail sales. They are only removing all penalties for everything less than 1 ounce and also allowing home
and
grow.
Home grow.
Of small amounts, like 2 plants, I think it is.
That's pretty great, though.
Well, the other thing that's really kind of cool is that, if it reaches, geez, I hope I don't jinx this, if it reaches the governor's desk and he's got 5 days to sign it.
He's going
to
sign it.
If he doesn't sign it,
he said he will.
It's happening. He's pledged to sign it.
Right, but if he doesn't sign it, it automatically goes into law.
It's one of those. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and that would be
places, if the legislature is in session and the governor doesn't act, then it becomes law. If the legislature is not in session and the governor doesn't act, it gets vetoed.
Kudos to Vermont for being the first state to legalize recreational cannabis through the legislature.
Yes.
That's what makes this special. And Robert, congratulations to you, man, because you're living over there. I appreciate the call tonight. Hopefully New Hampshire will be sooner. Not 49 to go. There's several legal states. They did it by ballot.
That's true.
We'll see you tomorrow.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.